This is a News 1130 special report.
Got road rage again. I can't be late for work again.
Stop and go, stop and go. Being stuck in traffic can be hard on your car as it is on your nerves.
Wrapping up our week-long series, Damn That Traffic Jam, Trace Akers joins us live on the phone with BCAA. So Trace, what is it about the bumper-to-bumper traffic and all that congestion that can lead to mechanical troubles with your car?
Well, a couple of things that you should always be thinking about if you're going to be in bumper-to-bumper traffic is that that traffic may stop moving at some point. So you don't want to exacerbate the problem by running out of gas. So you want to keep your tank fully charged, you know, for one thing. That's there, or your tank full, so that you're not in danger of running out of gas at any point during the commute and making the problem worse. And another thing you really always should be concerned about or make sure is that your battery is fully charged and in good condition. Because especially in warmer weather, now coming September, October, we maybe don't have that to worry about as much, but on warmer days, there will be more strain on your battery, and especially if you're sitting in traffic and if it's hot out and you've got your air conditioner on, it's going to be putting a significant load on your battery. So those are two things that I would suggest in bumper-to-bumper traffic. Keep your tank full and make sure that your battery is in good shape and fully charged.
So you're mentioning that the battery needs to be kept in good shape. Any other parts of your car that you should probably make sure on?
Well, I think the general rule of thumb is that you should always maintain or keep your car well maintained, because that's how you're going to enjoy peak operating efficiency out of that vehicle. So really, just as a standard good measure is to always keep your car maintained. But certainly the battery is a key component that you're going to want to make sure is well looked after in this type of an environment.
Trace, you mentioned keeping your tank full. Gasoline, a very important fluid to your car, but there are other important fluids like brake fluid, power steering, motor oil as well.
And as I say, if you keep your car well-maintained and go in for those regular checkups, they will do that. They will look at all of those various fluids, so basically that you don't have to. But certainly checking your oil is something that you can do regularly. Checking the tires, the tire pressure is another thing that you can do regularly. So, you know, there are certain things that you can do. Your cooling system is absolutely critical. Again, as I say, in warmer weather, your cooling system is going to be as critical as having a fully charged battery.
What about any environmental tips, Trey? So, like, if you're stuck in all of this traffic and everything, ways to be a little bit more green?
Well, certainly there are people who have choices, who have the option to whether or not they actually use their car to commute, and then there are those who really don't have an option because they have a number of stops that they have to make. They have children that they may have to pick up from school as well as getting to and from work. So for those people who have some options, they should look at some of the options such as ride sharing or carpooling, the potential for using public transit for all or even a part of your trip, or cycling or even walking are things that you should look at. For those who really don't have any choice to use but to use a car to commute, you want to look at your schedule. Are you commuting at the time that you absolutely have to, or do you have any flexibility in that schedule to perhaps commute at a time when there might be less congestion? Is there a possibility that you could work from home a day or two a week? That's another way to obviously take a car completely off the road and ease up on congestion. And other things that you can do is to identify some alternative routes, listen to your radio station, and make sure that you're not just driving right into a congested area, but there might be a better way to go.
Thanks very much, Trace Akers with BCAA, giving us some great car maintenance tips there.